Ambassador Crocker says U.S. officials are urgently trying to confirm Iraqi reports that the al-Qaeda in Iraq leader has been killed, and he says if they are true, it would without question be a significant and positive development. But the U.S. envoy, in a video conference with reporters at the State Department, noted that al-Qaeda attacks continued after its previous chief, Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, was killed in a U.S. airstrike in June of last year, and he said the death of al-Masri will likely be no different.
I would not expect it to in any way bring to an end al-Qaeda's activities in Iraq. We saw the organization adjust to the death of Zarqawi. The sense I have of it is that it is a very decentralized terrorist effort. So while removing its current head would be a good and positive thing, I think we have to expect that we will need to continue dealing with further al-Qaeda attacks.
The U.S. envoy said al-Qaeda has mounted a surge of suicide car bomb attacks to try to counter the American troop surge and Baghdad's security plan. Crocker, a veteran of previous Baghdad postings who has been in his current job for a month now, said he found the physical and psychological damage of the latest bombing sobering. But he said sectarian killings in the capital have been declining in recent weeks and that the bombing campaign does not mean the security plan has failed. The U.S. ambassador is due to join Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, Wednesday for two international meetings on Iraq. Some 60 countries will take part in a ministerial-level meeting of the International Compact with Iraq, expected to focus on debt relief for the struggling country. The second will bring together world powers and neighbor countries of Iraq, including Syria and Iran, both of which have been accused by the United States of helping foment Iraq violence. Crocker said the role of Iraq's neighbors will have a crucial bearing on the country's future.
Clearly, what we want to do is see the neighbors, all of the neighbors, commit themselves to constructive roles and not destructive ones. It's obviously something we can't predict at this point, but I'm encouraged by the fact that all of Iraq's neighbors have agreed that they will be at the table at a senior level in Sharm el-Sheikh, so this discussion can proceed.
U.S. officials have not ruled out interaction between Secretary Rice and her Iranian and Syrian counterparts. President Bush said Monday Rice would be polite but firm in raising U.S. concerns about their activities in Iraq. David Gullis, VOA News, the State Department.